Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Fetty J. And, man, this is the very last show of the year. Wow, yes, it's crazy. It's been a crazy year, 2011. Definitely been a very, 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 very great year when it comes to the success of this show. And I definitely appreciate everyone that's made a part of it. As far as the fans, the artists that came through here, the models, just all the people, entertainment, business people, all that kind of stuff that came to the show. I really appreciate y'all. And without y'all, the show will continue to be so successful as it is now. So definitely big ups to y'all. Definitely got another very hot show for today. Of course, you know, this week is Global Tech Mixtape Year End. And then this show today is actually not going to be any different from yesterday's, which was pretty fun. And I definitely had a very great time with him. My boy Alante that was on here yesterday. So today, my boy Rare Skywalker is going to be on here. We're going to be chopping over him as far as how he ended up on the Global Tech Mixtape Series and just, you know, his career period. We'll go on and on about that today. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. You know, today, I'm actually going to throw back a track today. It's stuck in my head all day, so I got to let y'all get it stuck in y'all head, too. So, y'all be on the lookout for that. Putting that here in a moment. But also good job for my boys, Red Scarlocker, be on here in just a moment as well. So here we go. This is I'm So Sexy by Twisted and R. Kelly. And we're we'll right back on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. Let's go.
Yeah. This is for all the sexy ladies out there. Walking around downtown. Shopping at the malls. Yeah, ladies. You got that Lucci purse. I see you in your sexy jeans. I like you. Manicure, pedicure, mommy. You're hers, dear. I see you.
Always looking nice with some ice on their belly or their wrist. Girls talking fuck up in the thigh when they kick it in the shot. They gon' be fucking with some Kelly and a twist. Giving her love. Model girls, Gucci, get product girls. And all the ghetto divas in the hood. Women that be steady stacking ends. Roll Alexis and Benz with rims. I know how to keep it looking good. Hold them with your fine thick ass. Nobody gon' snatch you, so I gotta make you mine quick fast. See you coming past. I don't really wanna wonder, so I gotta put a numbers on my sidekick fast. Roll with your mom, If I ain't got papers, you will bring me some bees home. Supervisor giving orders on the job, but you still looking good with the skin tight jeans on. Looking hot in them heels, I think I want that. Coming back and up to the bottom of my throwback. When you rolling your rims, looking like a Kodak. When I drive and wanna smoke, she a Rolex. Miss Mob, just rolling with the heart, holding it down like a female Joe Pesci. And I wanna make her a maid woman. I hope she gon' let me, cause she looks so sexy.
This is for them girls that be wanting a D. And this is for them girls that be loving a D. And this is for them girls that be riding a D. The ones that like to keep the D up inside them. So many girls off up in the mall, boy, nigga be in the club. Soon as one of them off, I mean, I feel like, oh, what's up?
Sexy. So sexy.
Yeah.
And I like you.
And lobster, honey. Downtown shopping, honey. Stand on the grind, got your own car and crib, honey. Drove puffers, Remy sippers, VIP real, honey. No dummies, taking no shit from a nigga that's full of shit, honey.
And this is for them girls that be wanting a D. And this is for them girls that be loving a D. And this is for them girls that be riding a D. The ones that like to keep the D up inside them.
So many girls on up in the mall, boy, nigga be in the club. That's one of them off by me,
yeah.
I feel like, oh, what's up?
Sexy. So sexy. Measures was 36, 24, 36. Come and show there ain't no reason to be scared of us. Loving how you do your own thing, how you smoking on your own flame. Looking finer than the girls that be grooving on Soul Train. I try to hit it with some cold game, I hope she
feel me.
Trying to holler at a show to get a better vibe with her while I'm sipping on mine. I wanna kiss her on her body, but I gotta make her holler while I'm giving her. Gotta really love a girl that know how to kick it, but she know she gotta make that. Go and shop for the minks and the leather, but come back and bounce that ass. My East Coast girls, that's what's up. Tell my South Side, shorty, we can get it crumb. My Cali girl make it bounce like a 6-4. My Shy girl bust down, nigga, straight buck. When I see a ball of girls, I get down for hers. I gotta get up with it if she gon' let me. Career woman with some goals, fuck the broke assholes. Baby girl, cause you look so sexy.
And this is for them girls that be wanting a D. And this is for them girls that be loving a D. And this is for them girls that be riding a D. The ones that like to keep the D up inside them.
Nigga be in the club. Soon as one of them all find me,
yeah.
I feel like, oh, what's up?
Sexy. So sexy.
Welcome back to the show. Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome back. That was one of the highest tracks I think of all. This was one of those classic tracks. That was So Sexy by Twisted War Kills. So yeah, it was definitely what's up. Alright, so let me go ahead and chop up what's going down today's show. Oh, we got some more stuff on top of Wild Wave from Boy Red Scarlocker. We'll go ahead and definitely let you guys know as far as so other things, of course, you know, I give y'all a little bit of hot mess for today. And, of course, on top of that, I also let you guys know about what's going on in Death Star really quick. So, let's go ahead and go to the first one, which is... All right, so... wow. This is crazy, like... Man, Pilar, man, Pilar is fine. I got kind of sidetracked looking at Pilar on media takeout. But anyways, one of the things I want to chop up, Chris Humphries actually, so I'm dating this bad model chick now. Or now she's kind of a knockoff of Kim Kardashian, which who would dare with someone look like Kim Kardashian. But anyways, I'll let the chick he's talking to now, she's actually pretty bad. A lot of people say they like her, and you know, they share, there's a lot of positive stuff they said about her. And negative stuff they said about her is she's basically a chick who has talked to a lot of Kim's exes. It's like she does it in spite of Kim. Like, they're two of them are like, they're their enemies. So, that's one thing I don't know. If that's what the chick is doing, then she already doesn't have her respect already. I'm like, Hey, who was Kim Kardashian's leftovers? I'm not catching on to that one. But, yeah, it is what it is. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Okay, so I'm up to the next story. Here we got a boy, LeBron, which LeBron's pissing me out because he beat my team on Sunday, by the way. I tried not to share it, but I was more upset by how the Mavs are getting their ass whooped. But anyways, they got LeBron's baby mama, Savannah, all covered up at the beach. Let's find out what's going on. Yeah, she's at the beach, she had this big hoodie on and whatnot. He's like, okay. They're like, okay. But apparently, what's going on is she was all covered up because she was getting implants. So she didn't want to show anybody. You know, that was basically what happened. But you had the pictures too. Wow. Like, you look at a picture of her when she's at the beach. There's a picture of her at the beach had with LeBron James. She had some itty bitties, and then you look at this next picture, you look at her like, dang, where the hell those come from? So I obviously that's why she was all comfortable at the beach. Now we freaking know. All right, let me go ahead and look. How about the next thing is crazy. I don't know. To me, it's to me, it's so easy. Like, to me, I don't know. Plastic surgery is just one of those touchy subjects to me because it's so easy just to replace stuff and with the technology these days that it's like, if I'm insecure about something I look like, then I can change it. But a lot of times it's because society, we put this around people, would make them think that's the way to do it. So, hey, we just got to embrace what we have. I know that's one of the things sometimes you can't get bigger breasts and just magically make them happen, but dang, whatever. She still looks good, though. I'm not going to hate on her. She definitely still looks good. All right, so we'll go ahead go to, I was going to Dust Spot News. As far as Dust Spot, y'all got to check out what's going on over there. Got a lot of new members over there doing some big things. And while, I mean, this between the last, like I said, the past 6 months, it's been tremendous of just the support that's been going on. And that's the people that's been coming through. It's really made Dust Spot really that network to go to. So definitely, if you're not on it, definitely check it out. That's DUSKSCOT.com. You can go there and check out different features and check out the members. And on there, we don't call members. So when you get there, you're like, where the hell are the members? We call them stars. Because in my eyes, everybody's a star. So that's what it is. All right, let's go ahead and check it out. See, my boy Red is not lying yet. We're going to wait for him a little bit. All right, he said, he actually got a new track, too, you sent me. It's produced by I'm Frontier, so shout out to that. Gonna be ready to go check that out right now. Okay, and we'll be uploading it. So hold on one moment. I'm about to take it easy, but I'm like, this then. Thank you. All right, here we go. That's some boy Red Scar that I did. Go ahead, open up his line. Let's check it out. It should be here. What's up, bro?
Man, good. How you feeling, Steady J? How everything going?
I'm doing good, man. You know, it's definitely a beautiful day. I'm going to finish it off.
Definitely,
and,
man. Perfect day.
And I got to the track. I'll be uploading it here in just a moment.
I appreciate it.
So, man, first off, man, let's go ahead and chop up, like, your music career off top. Mm-hmm. Like, how'd you, for those who don't know you, let them know who you are, and then let us know how you got started into the industry, man.
All right, man. My name is Rev Skywalker, man. I'm from a small town, Blakely, Georgia. Shout out to 229 Early County, man. And I've been doing music for well over since I was 12. And, graduated, moved to Atlanta. You know, I really started doing music heavy up here, you know, networking and everything. And I just dropped a couple mixtapes, man, and got a little bit of, fan base. So, you know, that's definitely been a blessing, man. But, yeah, man, straight out of Blakely, Georgia, man, and small town where, you know, dreams and possibilities is not true, man. Yeah, I mean, you got to get up and do it. So, you know, I came from that background, and like I said, I'm a producer. I love music, and everything dealing with music is what I'm about. So, you know, I just, you know, built my studio up a couple years ago from the ground up. Actually just started, you know, perfecting my craft, man. I had a lot of constructive criticism in my ear, and, you know, instead of just taking it as a negative, I took it as a positive, and, you know, switched the name, Red Skywalker, for all that don't know, you know, and history, man, history.
So basically, man, like, as far as with me, too, like you said, you were in a small town, because, you know, a lot of times that's what it is. A lot of us, until we move out of town that we're in and we're from, and we move around, we don't necessarily have to move and live another place, but until we move around to these other places, we never really get our careers off.
Exactly, man. You got to keep an open mind out here. You can't become confined, man, to the closed minds, man, that's down there, man.
I talk to people all, some people all the time, and it's like they never have left. They just never even left Texas. They even left Texas and Dallas. I'm about to say Texas. They even left Dallas.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy,
Texas,
man.
That drives me nuts. I'm like, I just can't do it.
Man, I know, man. Like, man, the world is huge, man, and you got to get out here and see it, man. That fear, man. That's why I tell all the people around on my side, you know, don't let that fear strike in your heart, man, because you'll never get anything done with it.
Exactly. And you know what? I think it is a lot of people, they get afraid because they feel they're afraid of rejection. It's like, oh, if I try too hard to get something done and it doesn't get done, then I feel like I wasted all this time. But you won't know until you get the heck up.
Exactly. I've been doing it for like 6 years now, just going off of my solo grind, man, just hustling, man, trying to, you know, get my name out here in this big industry, man. And for everybody that's listening, man, I tell them, man, you know, keep God first and keep striving, man, because there's been plenty of times that I thought I should have been up there, man, and I'm still here. So, you know, man, hard work pays off.
Boy, that leads you said you being up there. That leads to our Global Tech Mixtape Series. How did you actually end up coming about this?
Man, one day, man, I had a recent breakup, man, and I just woke up, man, one day. It's like, yo, I really want to start doing this music again, man. So, you know, I got into my apartment, man, and started, you know, getting all my stuff together, and I did a mixtape, I Think I'm Signed, which is on Misconnect right now for everybody that don't know where it is, misconnect.com, you know. And it took me a year for this mixtape, you know, and most people say it's an album, but actually, you know, I designed it as a mixtape. But, you know, it has generated so many views, man, like 26,000 and counting since I looked at it, you know. So this is a lot of love out there from everybody that's listening to it, from somebody that nobody don't know. So, you know, I worked on that for a whole year and a half, and I finally released it back in September, man, and it's only been 3 months, man, and it's been generating some good views. So I've been going off of that momentum and positivity into, you know, getting more of my projects out there for my fans to hear.
Most definitely. So wouldn't that be the Mississippi then? How'd you end up running into Scott as far as Gil Glover Tech? Because, you know, you say you put all these different classic music out and whatnot, and you know, the buzz got there. How'd you actually get to run to Scott to Gil Glover Tech?
Well, man, back in April, man, I was online, you know, fumbling, you know, through the internet, and actually, you know, I saw a link, you know, about Global Mixtape. And I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe I will try that. I mean, I need a placement, and during the time, I needed a placement for a song, you know. And I got in touch with this guy, you know, Ag Harrison, Elevated Scott, and, you know, they called me personally, so shout out to Elevated Scott, man, and for the, you know, the personal phone call and talks. And we chopped it up, man, and we worked out something, man, and like I say, man, it's a blessing, man.
Most definitely. And that's one thing, I mean, me, I've been personally, that's really why I named this week after him and whatnot,
yeah.
for the project and whatnot, because
yeah.
With that, it's like, there's so many, I say this all the time, I think I'm becoming a broken record, but
yeah.
so many different styles of music is on this project that
it's really
nothing like that. And then, you know, a lot of times, some of the music is obviously confined to one country. It's like dozens of countries in there, and I love that. Like, I get to hear different perspectives on hip hop from different areas. I love that so much.
Exactly. Man, like, it's an amazing project, man. I pray it go forward with him, man, because, again, man, it's giving us unsigned artists, man, opportunity to really, you know, showcase our talents, man. And, you know, I can definitely base, you know, the foundation of my career with, you know, working with Elevated Scott on that. You know what I mean? I appreciate him for everything that he did up until this point.
Exactly. Most definitely big up for that. We'll be playing your track here in just a moment.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man.
Tell us a little bit about the track, man. Like, all over, you was in the studio. What led you into it? And then tell me when the title of it as well.
Yeah. So, man, you know, I rock with my dude. I'm Frontier. So, like I said, like you said, shout out to Frontier for that, you know. And I listened to a beat, man. I was like, I like that, you know. I'm originally from New Jersey. So, you know, New Jersey, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Isabella Ave, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, so that interest that sparked me, and I noticed that I haven't done a track, you know, solely, you know, from where I came from, and, you know, that came from the heart, you know, the lyrics, you listen to the lyrics of it, and, you know, you hear the instruments, it's pure East Coast, man, and, you know, I pray that it go further than that.
Well, definitely, and I'm definitely crazy. Same, like, this is the second week in a row that somebody from Jersey been on the show.
shout out to Urban, man. Shout out my cousin, man.
And I'm actually from Jersey, so, you know, I was connecting with people that, you know, especially a lot of Jersey folks, we moved to other regions. It's crazy. We moved to the South. It's like, we bring this whole another element to the South when we go.
And exactly, man. And, like, you know, and not knocking anybody, man, but, you know, like, the fast pace, you know what I mean? Dealing with that situation, the city up there, it causes your mind to, you know, stay a step of, you know, yourself, you know, and other people. So you always want to achieve, you know, greatness. You know what I mean? So, I mean, shout out to Jersey, man. Newark, New Jersey, exact, man. East Orange and all them, man. They showed me a lot of love out there, man.
Shout out to Trenton. I got to always say shout out to Trenton.
Shout out to Trenton, man. Shout out to the whole Jersey, man. Whole East Coast, man.
And as I told you when I talked, Jersey is not all Jersey Shore, man. Get that out of your mind.
Exactly,
that guy,
man. We were just talking about that, man. Me and a friend of mine, I'm like, yo, Jersey is, you know what I mean, it's just as crazy as they here on New Orleans and, you know, any place like that, man. You know, so, you know, I said God bless everybody out there, man.
All right, man. It's a great player trade. We'll be back, man. Chop up a couple more quick things. Here we go. It's my boy Red Skywalker in the building. Here we go. Let's play this track right now.
Yeah, ready.
Yeah, fresh out the Ed Scott. County Hospital. From the land where them bullets or them cops get you. Single mother household, no pops with you. So you within the street, there you got your block with you. Don't let the block get you. All them shots hit you. I'm saying this for your dudes that's not with you. They know them pop pistol jerseys, man. I know you're not official, too curly, man. Mama, I don't know if I can stand the rain. But she's telling me, man, never play the game. You only get one shot, precision, decision. You really don't see the world, you need vision, prescription. My eyes on the prize, and maybe one of these dimes. Gotta say you're giving to me, so I drop another line, yeah. Real a man like bitches, I'm tired of this wine, yeah. I flow was hotter than you, years, hers all combined, nigga. For too long, I stayed in my lane. Now I got some shit to get off my brain. My heart, my soul, my joy, my pain. For all of y'all who don't know my name, I'm Rev Skywalker. Yeah, they call me Rev Skywalker. Yeah, yeah, I'm Rev Skywalker. Yeah, they call me Rev Skywalker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now would you kill for this lifestyle? Would you have cared if I was a white child? What if I had $1 million right now? What if I was a bum trying to holler right now? The cards that I play, the same they come to safe. So first on my hand is a black of space ace. I ain't trading no place cause I know my fate. And fate has a weird way of honoring the late. So monitor your moves, don't get tech. Play the gun that killed my dude, put another in the neck brace. No context, break the titles on the line. I swear under oath, I put the Bible on mine. I just got the mix, say the Bible's on time. You'll always catch me close, the Bible's on mine. Don't pay up no mind, pass them. In the city with a bitty ass. For too long I stayed in my lane. Now I got some shit to get off my brain. My heart, my soul, my joy, my pain. For all of y'all who don't know my name, I'm Rev Skywalker. Yeah, they call me Rev Skywalker. Yeah, yeah, I'm Rev Skywalker. Yeah, they call me Rev Skywalker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To all my niggas in the front row, smell the blunt and gun smoke. What up, though? My main squeeze keep me beamed. The backseat is me against the world, boy, I train for the track meet. The same dude you heard back then, that's me. I never change, but the flow is like an athlete. The hoes are getting nastier, I think it's great. But now that I'm cashing in, they wanna hate. So, nah, son, I can't relate, I wasn't taught that. This world could get rid of you, just know I fought back. By the knock, I'm on track, by the get the block back. I'll end up with you, so tell me where that cop's at. No, I'm not a true fan, but damn, she got a top rack. She say it's in your heels, so that's when I hop back. The type of ass that'll make you rock a pop track. One time for CD, I got that, I dropped that. For too long, I stayed in my lane. Now I got some shit to get off my brain. My heart, my soul, my joy, my pain. For all of y'all who don't know my name, I'm Rev Skywalker. Yeah, they call me Rev Skywalker. Yeah, yeah, I'm Rev Skywalker. Yeah. They call me Rev Skywalker. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, they call Rev Skywalker. They call Rev Skywalker.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I was a boy, Rev Skywalker. Track.
Yep.
Definitely check it out, man. But most definitely, yes, that does. I like that. It's like, it's like that F.
Man, it's a blessing.
Yeah, that's what the East Coast is good. East Coast is good for anthems, but they are good for anthems. But you giving your head like, yeah.
Definitely, man. Definitely. That's like I said, man, I wanted to do something, man, and show, you know what I mean, the love for where I was born at, man, you know. So, like I said, man, hopefully that get big subs up there, man.
Well, definitely, man. We'll definitely chop up some more stuff with you, man. Like, first off, man, like, what's, like, who's, like, been big inspirations into your career doing this, man? Because, you know, there's, like, everyone always has those artists that made them say, man, that's what makes me want to do this. Like, who's, like, the, I would say, five influential artists that makes you do their, influence you to do this?
First and foremost, man, I have to say, man, big, hands down, man. You know, man. You know, I'm from, I rep there, man. I understand. I'm shout out to Pac, man. But Big, definitely my number one, man. Then shout out to Jay-Z, man. You know, Jay-Z. You know, up there. You know, I've been on J. Cole, man. He's in my top three, man. You know, and he definitely, you know, proved to me, man, it made it possible for people like me, man, to go further with this music. I listen to Kendrick Lamar, you know, top five, man. I wouldn't put him there yet, even though, you know, he won the best in the game. I give him much, you know, shouts and blessings, man. And Lupe Fiasco, definitely number four. You know, I listen to him, man, like his message, man, is a powerful message. And, you know, that's what we need, man. We need the powerful messages and, you know, hip hop, man. And my five, man, I would have to go with, let's see. And it's a tough one, man, but sitting at number five, man, I probably have to go ahead and give it to Young Jeezy, man. You know, he definitely, you know, his lyrics ain't, you know, positive, you know, as far as, you know, my life goes, but, you know, he definitely gave me the motivation. You know, being that I grew up in a small town, you know, where, you know, music is, you know, big in the South, and, you know, he definitely got my grind stronger, man. So big shout to Young Jeezy, man, and that's my sitting on my top five right now.
Hey, I got two comments to make about your artists. First off, we'll go to Young Jeezy. For those of y'all that don't know, this Pitch Out Bone Game, he actually sold more than Drake in common in his first week sales. He actually sold more than both of them. So that just puts something up for y'all. Okay, some of y'all that didn't know that. But we gonna throw that out there. Y'all know I keep my facts like that.
Definitely.
Kendrick Lamar, man, this is the second day in a row of the show I heard an artist mention Kendrick Lamar in the top five, man. What's really going on, man?
He making some noise, man. And like I, you know, and coming from the age group, man, that we from, man, from our story, you know, from growing up, you know, and everything, man, that's something that I can relate to, man. And, you know, his lyrics are definitely outside of Compton, outside of this world, man. It doesn't even sound like it's straight out of Compton, but, you know, shout out to Compton, man. And Kendrick Lamar definitely making a lot of noise, man.
Well, definitely, man. Big ups to me. I mean, like, this is the first week I heard someone mention him in his top five, but it was crazy. Now, when I hear that for the first time, I hear somebody for the first time, I heard 2 days in a row, man, that is like crazy. I'm like, hey, there's a lot of change in hangout.
Man, and you got to go to where, you know, you relate the most, man. And, you know, it's been a short career for Kendrick, but, you know, I have to say, man, he definitely been an influence. You know, right with the Drakes and the B.I.G. and the Jay-Z, man, and the Jeezy. So, you know, I mean, I definitely got to show my love and support, you know what I mean, for his music and everything, so.
That's what's up, man. Big ups to you, Kendrick Lamar, man. Checking out the show. Big ups.
Big ups.
Okay, so, you know, this is one of my favorite questions of all time I always ask y'all. Sometimes I don't ask it, sometimes I do, but today I will be asking you too. What's like the most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to you, inside the industry or outside the industry?
Oh my goodness, man! I got one in your head, man. It's Valentine 2006, 2007, one of those days, man. I was dating this chick, man, and, you know, it's our first Valentine, and she gave me a bag, you know what I mean, with a lot of, you know, chocolate and everything. And she said, you can't open it, you got to wait till you get home. I'm like, all right, word, like, and don't show your parents. So I'm like, all right, word, respect, you know. And I looked in the bag, and it was a man thong with a bell on it. You know what I mean? Like, it was so crazy.
Whoa.
I was like, what? I was like, what? You know what I mean? I was like, I'm definitely not wearing these, you know what I mean? But My family, they seen it, you know what I mean? They was looking at my bag of candy, and then, you know, they was howling on me. Yeah, and I was like, yo. I'm like, yo, son, I promise you I'm throwing these away tonight, man. You know what I mean? Like, word, I'm throwing them away tonight.
You know, now I got put you on blast. You throw them away.
So, you know what I mean? Like I said, I ain't even throwing away in my neighborhood. We went to Kroger, and I threw away in that Kroger, man. It's crazy, man. But shout out to that situation, man. It was definitely a funny moment, man.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. That's another one. That's a crazy one to add to the list. I've heard everything. Yesterday was the worst of all time. That was the worst of all time.
But what happened, man? You got something.
Alante said that when he was little, some kid pulled a prank on him. They told him it was lemonade, and he actually ended up chicken pissed. That was the worst one ever.
Yo, man. Hey, that's crazy. Yeah, that's...
I was like, yeah, people are fucking cruel, man. I can't do it for these people.
Cold world, for real. That's crazy. That's wild.
The
right
worst
there.
I've had people do to me is we used to do this. I remember we got in trouble, my orchestra teacher, over this. We took some salt. We would do this when you leave the table. We would put salt into your drink and then mix it up real good so you couldn't see it. So the person could start saying, hey, what's this in my drink? We got in trouble. Wow, well, she was like, y'all could be in trouble when you get back. Ooh, she let us have it.
Crazy, man.
Big
ups
to that.
Big up the high school, man, and school in general, man. It's crazy, man.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, man. So as far as, like, any other subjects, what can we expect from you in 2012, man, that we definitely be on the lookout for?
Man, that shout-out to my team, man, Mills and Up, man. My dude D-Mills, my dude Jetson, man, Mac. You know, Drew Otto, man, we working on a project, man. We've been doing something big, man. We got this group, man, and we showcasing our talents, man. And, you know, I got people over here with skateboard teams and, you know, in the UK. And, you know, we generating a lot of, you know, international fans as well with what we doing because our group is so versatile. One rollerblade, you know, one rap, one, you know, all that, you know, and sing, you know. So our group, man, we've been, you know, grinding hard trying to get this group together, man. And we dropping a project, man, that is called Mills and Up, part two. Part one is out on that Piff. If y'all haven't, you know, seen it, you know, just check it out on that Piff, man, Guns and Blades Volume 1. So, you know, we working on that, man, and I'm actually working on a solo project, man. This is one, it's a part of the trilogy that I'm working on. You know, along with, I think I'm signed in Contender Circle, which is out now on Mixed Connect, you know, and I'm not going to release the name of it yet, man. I want to leave it a present, man. I want people to, you know, I want to spark interest, man, you know, and just, you know, see me as a person, man, trying to, you know, really do it. And like I said, that project right there should be released in March, man, and I think that would be my ticket out of the hood, man.
Yeah, you know, what question I didn't ask you, man, like it's definitely been intriguing me because every time I see it, and that's how I know that's a smart branding choice. Which is, how did you come up with the name Rare Skywalker?
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm happy you asked this, man. Shout out. I appreciate the love, man. But, man, I was writing one day. I was working on I Think I'm Fine, you know. I was writing, and all of a sudden I just, you know, I wrote Skywalker on the paper. I'm like, Skywalker? And I looked at it. And I was like, what is that? You know, it wasn't a word I heard or have seen in my life. I'm like, Skywalker? So, you know, I'm like, Skywalker, let me look it up. So, and I look it up, man, and the thing that it said, man, was just crazy. Like, definitely with what I'm trying to do, man, I'm trying to put my city on the map, man, and Skywalker is a bird, but, you know, it's saying it's known for his, a lot of songs, you know, when actually, you know, singing, you know, while hovering at a great height is what I looked up in the dictionary online, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. So, you know, Rev had always been a name that I've been growing up with. You know, I used to be Rebel D, you know what I mean, short for Rebel, of course. I used to be Young Rev, Lil Rev, whatever the case may be. So Rev always stuck to me, man. And for my career to have advanced, I had to, you know, find myself, and I think that Skywalker definitely added, you know, that glow to everything that I'm trying to fulfill, man. And it's been a blessing, and I just thank, you know, God, because if it wasn't him, I wouldn't even thought about the name. So it just happened while I was in the studio one night.
Yeah, y'all check it out, man. Like, I just went on to Google. You know, I'm a Google maniac. I Googled it, and like, this dude is almost up higher than the dictionary definition of the word itself. That's how crazy, that's how much noise this dude is making right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. Like I said, man, shout out to God, man, of course. Again, man, I know I never even saw the word in my life, so, you know, for the word to come into my existence like that was definitely a blessing, man.
Right. Well, man, we're getting ready to roll out, and I'm actually, be on the lookout, because next week we're going to start, coming up Tuesday, we'll be starting our official Mixtape of the Week battle back, and we already got a couple mixtapes we're going to throw in there. Your mixtape will be one of them, and
man,
we got about four mixtapes to throw in there as well, so yeah, be ready to vote. That's all we're going to be doing all day.
Appreciate the love.
So,
J man, much love.
Yeah, be on the lookout, man. Oh, no problem. That's what it is, man. But people keep it real, and, hey, they do the smart. I always tell people this all the time, and, hey, this is a great way to close this year that shows up. When people do something for me, people think it might be the smallest thing they're doing, but to me, it's like you might as well get $1 million.
Because
it just showed me that you took that little bit of time. Like, there's two things that's valuable. And remember, this is going to 2012, everybody. Two things that are very valuable. That's time and money.
Yeah.
If you don't have the money, be willing to give your time up. Hell, if someone's asking you for your time, then use your time. Because sometimes your time can translate into money. People don't get
Definitely.
I'm preaching today. I'm going to stop myself.
Perfect, man. No one could have said it better, man. Respect.
All right, man. Let everybody know how to, like, your Twitter and your Facebook and whatnot to keep up with you.
What's up, man? Yeah, man. I'm on Twitter, man. Follow me on Twitter at REB_Skylarker, SKYLARKER. I'm also on Facebook, /RebSkylarker, you know, REBSKYLARKER. I'm all over the internet, man. So, you know, just Google me, man, and something to come up, man. You know, I just Googled myself and my mixtape actually came up. So, I mean, shout out for Google. So, man, just Google Rev Skylarker, man, and that's how you can find me, man.
And if you beat the red part, I kid y'all not. Type in Skylarker by itself, and I bet you find them.
I did it
because look at the definition, and his name was coming up on the first page and stuff like crazy. So, if you can get the red part, you remember Skylarker, you're going to find it, dude. So,
man, I appreciate the love, man. Thank y'all all, man, for tuning in and supporting, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my team, man. Shout out to my brothers, man. Shout out to Early County, man.
All right, y'all. For the rolling out and the closing out of the shows for the year, once again, thank you all for helping me have such a great year on the show. We bring you even crazier stuff next year. Be on the lookout. Our first week, just to let you know, the first week of the show is going to be, we're bringing back the Healthy After Dusk shows. We haven't done them in so long. So we're actually going to be having a whole week of getting y'all minds right for 2012. So we'll be talking about, it'll be a health show. We have my boy, the global, who's a Golden Glove boxer. A lot of other great stuff going now. So be on the lookout. We're rolling out. Remember, in everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or where there's a Ray of Skylarker, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life After Dusk Live. We're rolling on out. Man, y'all can know, y'all can check out the show. If you miss any of the show, you can check it out on iTunes for free. Just type in Life After Dusk Live. Look for Ray of Skylarker. Or, hell, you can even go to Google. You are kidding. Not type in Google. Type Life After Dusk Live. Ray of Skylarker, and they'll show you all different ways you went to the show. It's all over the net. So there you go. All right, in the words of Chris Brown, everybody, deuces.